Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist and a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're really knocking down the doors and understanding nutrition and helping people and making lives better. Great way to make a living. Great way to feed your family, you know. Helping people. Wonderful, wonderful. In any event, making energy in the body is complex, but we make it simple. We'll explain that in a minute. There's a supplement that anybody can take safely, even low-energy children. That's been proven. And it improves your energy in a natural, normal way. It's not a stimulant. It's called ubiquinol. We'll talk about it in a minute. But energy production in the body. Obviously, you need enough sleep to have energy. To recharge, repair, rebuild, re-nourish. You need a rest. You need a good night's sleep. And you need food. Obviously, you need food and you need to breathe, all those things. You need to exercise. Exercising improves your energy. It makes the body more efficient at using energy. I exercise every day. Every day I'm on my bike. You know, I have a recombinant bike in my office at home, and every morning I'm on there 20 to 30 minutes, but I split up the exercise. It's not good to get all your exercise at one time. I mean, it's better than no exercise, but it's better to split the exercise up throughout the day. So I like to get on the bike in the morning. I like to get on the bike in the evening. In the middle of the day at my lunch, I like to lift weights for a little bit. It's healthier that way. Keeps everything moving, keeps the blood flowing to your brain and your legs, etc. Now, a good diet, obviously, is needed for energy. You need enough protein, you need enough fat, you need enough carbohydrate, you need enough vitamins, you need enough minerals, you need enough antioxidants. They're all part and parcel. There are certain supplements that are really core to energy, like the mineral magnesium is core to energy. Why? About 90% of your energy in the body is stored attached to magnesium. So this way you don't use it up all at once. And B vitamins. B vitamins are critical for creating energy. I mean, you don't get enough B vitamins, your brain will not be up to par. But there's a supplement that's at the crux of energy production. It's involved with the transfer of electrons, like a battery. It's called ubiquinol, the active version of coenzyme Q10. And when somebody comes in who's fatigued, whether it's from overexertion or from a disease, I give them ubiquinol. It's really core to energy production. There was a review in a nursing journal recently. They looked at the 100 most common diseases in the United States. And every one of them that had fatigue lacked ubiquinol. They lacked two nutrients. Everybody with fatigue from a disease, whether it was cancer or an autoimmune disease or diabetes or fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue syndrome, they lacked two nutrients. They lacked Alcar. You hear me talking all the time about Alcar with ALA. They work real well together. There's a synergism there. And ubiquinol. They lacked Alcar, and they lacked ubiquinol. They lacked those two nutrients. Anybody with fatigue from a disease lacked Alcar and ubiquinol activity in their body. So ubiquinol is a nutrient that's at the core of promoting energy. That's very important in disease states. So now, we always talk about ubiquinol, obviously for energy. It gives you that extra energy you need to go outside and be more active so you could get healthy and be social and be happy. So ubiquinol, core of energy production. It gives you energy. And it's not like a cup of coffee or Red Bull or any of those crazy stimulants. It's something that's supposed to be in your body. It recharges the trillions of power plants throughout your body. Every cell in the body has these, and they work better. And the whole body gets benefit from it. Your gums, your kidneys, your pancreas, your nerves, your liver, your heart, your brain, your skin, everything, your eyes, every single centimeter, every single square inch of your body gets benefit from ubiquinol, every single square inch. So it's really recharging the body without raising your blood pressure or making your heart race. I mean, it's really safe. I give it all the time to people who've had heart attacks. I give it all the time to people who have diabetes. I give it all the time to autistic children that are like low-energy autistic children. I give it all the time to people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Some of these people are very fragile. They're very frail. So it has to be a very safe supplement, right? Well, it's safe in these people. It's been proven in human clinical trials. They've used our ubiquinol on these human clinical trials. Now, by the way, our ubiquinol is made in Texas. We encapsulate it in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, Capsugel. Now, let's talk about the brain. Ubiquinol makes your heart younger, but it also makes your brain younger. And I'm going to prove it by looking at some of these nasty diseases that can affect the brain. So this is Osaka University Graduate School of Medicine and Yamaguchi University Graduate School of Medicine, and a bunch of other academic research institutions and hospitals and medical schools throughout Japan. In Japan, they do exemplary levels of research. Their research is fantastic. I've never so far had an issue with research coming out of Japan. So here's the journal Biofactors, and these are people with chronic fatigue syndrome. People with chronic fatigue syndrome, it's a real malady. You know, normally I tell people if you want more energy, you have to exercise. Well, if somebody with chronic fatigue syndrome goes to the gym and exercises, they get so fatigued they could be in bed for 3 or 4 days. I mean, it's unbelievable, this disease. It seems to be related to viruses. Nobody's really proven 1,000,000% what causes it, but there is some viral issue there. So one is an open-label study using our ubiquinol. Because it's Kanika. Kanika makes ubiquinol in Texas, but their core company is in Japan. So they're using our ubiquinol, the ubiquinol we have on special. One's an open label study using 150 milligrams every day for 8 weeks. And the other one's a double blind randomized placebo controlled human clinical trial using 150 milligrams every day for 90 days. No doubt about it. Even in these people that are very frail and fragile and weak, and they're fatigued and they're depressed, across the board, ubiquinol was improving their symptoms. They had more energy. Improving energy production in people with chronic fatigue syndrome in a gentle manner is basically almost a miracle. Okay? Now, here's people with Parkinson's disease. It's in the journal Parkinsonism and Related Disorders. And once again, it's research from Japan. Juntendo University School of Medicine, their Department of Neurology, their School of Bioscience, their School of Biotechnology. I mean, these are advanced research institutions. I mean, this is real proof of brain protection. Parkinson's disease is a disease that occurs in the brain. It's one of the more common brain diseases. It occurs towards the back of the brain, and it affects the part of the brain, the substantia nigra pars compactum and the basal ganglia, that controls movement. So when people develop Parkinson's disease, they get tremors. Their head is shaking. Their hands are shaking. They get very stiff. They get very slow. It's hard for them to change directions. Eventually, it affects your diaphragm because it affects all your muscles. So eventually, it affects the muscles that control breathing called your diaphragm. I mean, how scary is that? You can't breathe. Those are the muscles, a bunch of muscles in your chest that push your lungs and let you breathe. Those are the same muscles affected by hiccups. Now, there's early stage Parkinson's disease. And the problem with Parkinson's disease, besides it's affecting all your muscles and besides it affects your breathing eventually, that's usually the way it ends you, it also causes a severe dementia, the third most common form of dementia called Parkinson's dementia. So in people with early stage Parkinson's disease, ubiquinol absolutely helped them. No two ways about it. They did much better. It was a 96-week study. And in people with very advanced disease, the drugs were no longer working. That's called fading syndrome. Okay? And people with Parkinson's disease, it comes to a point where the drugs no longer keep them alive and help them move and stop the tremors. I'm sorry, it's not called fading. It's called wearing off syndrome. When they gave them the ubiquinol, the drugs again started to work. Now, that is huge evidence that ubiquinol is very important for the brain. And there's actual evidence that in all of us, you and me and my wife and my mother, ubiquinol makes our brain younger. There are chemicals released by the brain that fade with age that repair the brain. Glial-derived neurotrophic factor, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, they repair the brain. The glial-derived repairs the part of the brain affected by Parkinson's disease. The brain-derived neurotrophic factor heals the part of the brain affected by Alzheimer's disease. When you give an older person ubiquinol, you improve the release of brain-derived neurotrophic factor to heal the front of the brain where memory takes place, and you repair the back of the brain with glial-derived neurotrophic factor release where Parkinson's disease takes place. But they found something else. Factors that indicate aging of the brain went down. So on one hand, you're releasing growth factors that heal the brain and keep the brain younger. And on the other hand, the release of factors that show aging of the brain go down. So there's absolute evidence that ubiquinol energizes the human brain in people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s and reverses aging of the brain and actually improves healing of the brain and metabolism in the brain so the brain can use calories and oxygen again for energy and restores balance and health to the brain, homeostasis. So here's a study of people with fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is one of the more common pain syndromes. And people with fibromyalgia, they get severe muscle pain. Just touching them hurts. If they touch a steering wheel or a screwdriver, it hurts them. The wind on their face hurts them. They release too much substance P in their nerve endings, and just simply touching something is painful to them. Substance P is a pain neurotransmitter. When they gave these people ubiquinol, it absolutely improved their pain and increased their energy. It reduced their muscle pain and improved their energy. Now, there's other things I use with ubiquinol. When somebody comes in with fibromyalgia, I give them ubiquinol and I give them biocurcumin 5-loxin, and they do really very well. So that's just a hint for you. Here's veterans of Gulf War illness. Okay, Gulf War illness, when George Bush Jr. sent our soldiers over to invade Iraq because they had invaded Kuwait, they developed Gulf War syndrome, or now it's called Gulf War illness. When I was young, it was called Gulf War syndrome. Now it's called Gulf War illness. And there's about 28 symptoms, muscle pain, fatigue, their brain doesn't work, their memory doesn't work, they're depressed. They can't sleep at night. They have all kinds of intestinal issues, you know, like diarrhea and constipation and stomach cramps. When they gave them ubiquinol, it helped every symptom of Gulf War syndrome except for sleep at night. You wouldn't expect ubiquinol to improve sleep. You give ubiquinol in the daytime to give energy. Now, the reason why our soldiers who came back from Iraq and Kuwait developed Gulf War syndrome is the sarin gas they were exposed to and the burning oil wells and all the trauma from seeing their people getting killed damaged their ability to create energy. So they found that when you gave them ubiquinol, it restored the ability of these former soldiers to create energy. It was really healing them. Well, it does the same thing in you and me. It does the same thing in you and me. Diabetics absolutely have to have ubiquinol. Diabetics, they cannot make ubiquinol. They cannot convert coenzyme Q10 into ubiquinol. A young, healthy person who takes CoQ10, they easily convert it to ubiquinol. They get energy and endurance out of it and strength out of it. Diabetics can't make the transition. They have to have ubiquinol. CoQ10 itself doesn't help them very much. They can't metabolize it into the active form. Ubiquinol is the active energy form. It's the body-ready form. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Vital Health. Obviously, ubiquinol is on special. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. 8989. Okay, let's talk about ubiquinol. It's a really impressively important nutrient. Ubiquinol is the active form of CoQ10. As we grow older, we cannot convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol as effectively anymore. We have trouble converting inactive CoQ10 to ubiquinol. So basically, sometime in your 50s, you need to convert from CoQ10 supplements into ubiquinol. But diabetics of any age, even an 8-year-old diabetic, cannot convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol. They fail to do it. It's one of the problems why they have, it's one of the reasons why they have issues with fatigue, they have issues with heart attacks, they have issues with kidney damage, nerve pain. When they give, I have all the studies on this, when they give diabetics ubiquinol, they give them energy, they protect them from heart attacks, they improve their kidney function, and they heal their nerve damage. I have the studies. Basically, migraine sufferers, regular CoQ10 doesn't work well in people with migraines, but when you give them ubiquinol, it really helps them with migraines. I mean, ubiquinol helps every square inch of your body. I said that right up front. People with dry mouth syndrome, older people with dry mouth syndrome, they're at risk of gum disease. And, of course, gum disease contributes to your risk of cancer and heart disease. That's true. We've spoken about that before. In the Journal of Clinical Biochemistry, when they gave people with dry mouth syndrome ubiquinol, they started to make saliva again. That's good because that washes away the germs that could damage your gums, and that causes all kinds of inflammation and damage throughout your own body. When they gave healthy men ubiquinol, it lowered their PSA level. They already had a healthy prostate. It made it even more healthy. When they give all kinds of athletes ubiquinol, whether they're 20-year-old athletes or 60-year-old athletes, when they give them ubiquinol, they have more energy and stamina. They do better with exercise. They recover faster. But the number one use for ubiquinol is preventing heart attacks. So ubiquinol is great for energy. It's helpful with brain diseases. It's helpful with gum disease. It's helpful with energizing the kidneys. It's helpful with diabetics in many ways. Every disease with fatigue, giving ubiquinol gives back some level of energy. But the number one use is preventing a heart attack, because a heart attack is the number one killer on planet Earth. Okay? Even though there's scary diseases that ubiquinol helps with, like Parkinson's and memory loss because it gives the brain back metabolism and energy, and diabetes, helping prevent heart attacks is, like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, there was a study in the International Journal of Cardiology. It's from the Department of Cardiology, Linköping University in Sweden, and the Karolinska Institute. I mean, Linköping University. Yeah, Linköping's in Sweden, that's right. And the Karolinska Institute. And it was preventing cardiovascular mortality in elderly people. In Northern Europe, a big study. The study was 5.2 years long. It was 443 people between the ages 70 to 88. At the start of the study, the youngest person was 70. The oldest person was 88. They didn't follow them for 5 years. Giving them ubiquinol was preventing them from dying from a heart attack. It cut down the rate of dying from heart attacks and other serious heart-related events like heart failure, arrhythmias, sudden cardiac death, strokes, by 53%. It literally kept these elderly people alive. Not only that, but in echocardiographic studies, their heart was functioning better. It was stronger. It was under less stress. It had a more normal youthful rhythm. It was more powerful. And in the blood test, all the indications were the heart was younger. So now it's 12 years later. I mean, this is something I really found nobody was talking about, and it's utterly fascinating. And it really, I didn't see this on TV, on any, I didn't see this on the internet. I don't know why. It's in PLOS One, a couple of, about 6 months ago. And they went back and they looked at the survivors from this study. It's 12 years later now. These people are in their 90s and late 80s. There was still a 40% lower mortality risk from cardiovascular events like heart failure, a heart attack, or sudden cardiac death. Even though they took ubiquinol for 5 years, then the study ended, no more ubiquinol. 12 years later, they're still alive because they used the ubiquinol. We see that with a number of supplements. Once you've used them for a certain amount of time, like grapeseed extract, if you use grapeseed extract for a couple of years, even later on, there's still a lower risk of cancer. Well, it's the same with ubiquinol. People have used ubiquinol for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Even 10 years later, their heart is younger. It's been made younger. So if you have a 65, 70-year-old heart, it made your heart 45. So 10 years later, your heart's like, even though you're 80 now, your heart's like it's 55. So they're not having heart attacks. When they looked at people who had severe heart attacks, their heart was damaged, it stiffened, they had heart failure, they were on the best prescription drugs. There's prescription drugs now that keep heart attack patients alive. ACE inhibiting drugs like lisinopril, ARBs like Benicar, beta blocking drugs like metoprolol, everybody pronounces it different, aldosterone blocking drugs like triamterene and spironolactone. They keep heart attack survivors alive who have heart failure. Half of them they gave placebo. This is a 2-year-long study of 420 patients who are heart attack survivors with heart damage on the best drugs to keep them alive. Half of them got ubiquinol. They used our ubiquinol in the study, the Kanika ubiquinol that's made in Texas. Half of them got ubiquinol. The other half got placebo. On top of the best medical treatment on planet Earth, the ubiquinol further reduced the death rate by 50%. It reduced hospitalizations by 50%. It reduced additional heart attacks by 40%. This is a dynamically important, incredible supplement. So if you're in your 50s, ubiquinol is going to restore your energy. You'll hit that tennis ball or golf ball a lot harder. If you're in your 60s and 70s, it's going to help block heart attacks. I mean, why would you not want to take this? If you're diabetic, it's going to change your life. I mean, basically. So here is, what did I do with my testimonials? I just have it. I have about, 40 testimonials from ubiquinol on ubiquinol. I'll read you a couple of these letters. They're very illustrative. Edith in Whitestone, Queens. I've been on your ubiquinol for 2 years. My energy rate for exercise substantially increased when I went on it. My doctor specifically recommends your Invite products. Here's Joseph in Westbury. Ubiquinol is the number one energy booster. Your products absolutely work. Here's Trevor in Texas. We have a lot of Texans as clients. Using ubiquinol, I've noticed a pronounced enhancement to my concentration, my energy level, and my overall well-being. I'm able to get more work done and still have energy left over for my family. Here's Virginia in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We have clients all over the country. I am 54 years of age, and I feel like I'm in my early 40s, and I truly believe this is due to my taking your ubiquinol. Here's Mary in California. Ubiquinol really has helped me to function better, mentally and physically. Listen to this one. I got to read this one. This is Lee, who wishes to remain anonymous, so I'm going to not say his town. It's remarkable to use such a powerful energy-boosting substance that is not a drug and has no side effects. There you go. I mean, it's unbelievable. So ubiquinol, Restores energy, helps you with endurance and exercise and physical activity. It makes the brain younger and it makes the heart younger. I don't know if you can ask for a better testimonial than that. I mean, really. We have a ubiquinol 60 milligram made in Texas, encapsulated in Greenville, South Carolina. We have a ubiquinol 120 milligrams made in Texas, encapsulated in Greenville, South Carolina. Because the technology from Greenville, from Capsugel, is way beyond other technologies. You absorb the ubiquinol much better. You absorb the ubiquinol much better with their technology. And we, if you're just older and you want a little energy, you could take the 60 milligram. If you have diabetes or heart disease, I would definitely take the 120 milligram. By the way, a lot of drugs lower ubiquinol levels. Drugs for diabetes that are sulfonylureas, like diabenese, gliburide, glipizide. Drugs for lowering drugs for lowering different blood fats, like triglycerides, like Lescol, fenofibrate. Those drugs lower ubiquinol, and the drugs that lower cholesterol levels, like atorvastatin and simvastatin, they lower ubiquinol levels. And Tylenol even lowers it a little bit, believe it or not. So a lot of drugs that are really important drugs lower ubiquinol levels. You have to put it back in the body. Otherwise, you're endangering your heart. It's not good. You need it for your heart. Now, grapeseed extract's on special, too. That's another heart-friendly supplement, but it works in a different way. Where ubiquinol protects the heart from heart attacks and makes the heart younger and stronger, grapeseed extract lowers blood pressure and cleans out your arteries. So they're two different things. So the ubiquinol gives the heart energy, makes the heart younger. That's why people who take ubiquinol, even though they're in their 80s, they're not suffering from heart attacks because their heart is like a 50 or 60-year-old. It's not like an 80-year-old when you're more prone to heart attacks. The grapeseed is different. The grapeseed, there's evidence that it cleans out plaque from your arteries. You know, the cholesterol waxy plaque that can rupture and cause a stroke. You know, if it breaks off, it could clog the arteries in the neck or in the brain or in the heart and cause a heart attack or a stroke. Plus, the grapeseed re-energizes your blood vessels, and that lowers the risk of a heart attack, but that also lowers the risk of a stroke and Alzheimer's. So let me explain what I'm talking about. Let's see if I could do it before the next break. There's a major artery coming out of your heart. All the oxygen-rich blood comes out through this artery. It's called the abdominal aortic artery. If that artery stiffens, less blood reaches your brain, and that strongly increases your risk of Alzheimer's disease. By taking grapeseed, you restore elasticity and activity to the abdominal aortic artery, just the opposite of what happens with high blood pressure or diabetes or smoking or being obese. You restore the elasticity and resilience and strength to this artery, and that's going to protect your brain. Because they're proving now at places like Mount Sinai School of Medicine, you know, the Icahn School of Medicine, and Albert Einstein School of Medicine, that grapeseed helps protect the brain from the most devastating parts of Alzheimer's disease. It helps prevent the buildup of tauopathies. These are the things that are mangled nerve tissue in the brain. Okay, we'll be right back. We have a very high-quality grapeseed that's been used in human clinical trials. It comes from Italy and France. It's called Indina grapeseed. We'll be right back. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Welcome back to the program. I'm going to tell you how grapeseed restores youth to your blood vessel walls. It's a complex but really healthy, beneficial domino effect. A domino effect is you touch one domino and it knocks down the following line of dominoes. There's a gas that pumps open your blood vessels. Just like you inflate a car tire, this gas pumps open your blood vessels so that blood flows freely. In conditions like obesity or smoking or diabetes, the gas becomes damaged. Instead of being good and opening the blood vessels, it damages the blood vessels because it's converted into a toxin called peroxynitrate. Otherwise, the gas is called nitric oxide. Grapeseed works. It's an incredibly powerful yet extremely safe antioxidant. It works by stabilizing the gas. The gas doesn't become something noxious. It doesn't become a noxious solvent chemical called peroxynitrate. Instead, it stays as a wonderful gas called nitric oxide, and that pushes your blood vessels open. And they found that in many human clinical trials, and these were reviewed by Yale University. Yale University Medical School said, hey, this is absolutely real. Grapeseed absolutely helps blood pressure. Because grapeseed makes blood vessels more elastic and resilient, like much younger, healthier blood vessels. You know, you're 45 years old, you're obese, you've been living wrong, you've been smoking cigars, and you're eating all these cheesy, greasy foods. So you've damaged your blood vessels. So instead of your blood vessels being 45 chronologically, they're more like they're 70. You do the grapeseed, it makes them more like they're 45 again. That's what it does. So this is the Division of Cardiovascular Medicine, the University of California, Davis. It's in the Journal of Medicinal Foods. Now, they've done a whole series of studies on grapeseed because they're involved with viniculture. You know, they're involved with agriculture, growing crops. They're involved with viniculture, growing grapes and making wine because they're near Napa. They're near Sonoma. So they found, did you see that movie Sideways? Was it Sideways? Oh, Bottle Shock. In the movie Bottle Shock, where the guy was growing red wine, when he had the red wine tested, he brought it to the University of California, Davis. So back to the study. When they gave people with metabolic syndrome grapeseed, it absolutely improved their blood pressure and their blood flow and their circulation and the health of all their arteries. You keep your arteries healthy and you keep the blood flowing, that keeps you alive. I mean, there was a real consistent effect in these studies. In the first study, grapeseed lowered the top figure in blood pressure 12 points and the bottom figure 8 points. In the second study, it dropped the top figure 12 points and the bottom figure 7 points. I would call that duplicating your results. I mean, that's how you prove something. You duplicate your results. But yet these results have been duplicated 20 or 30 times by academic research institutions all around the country, all around the world, even in Italy and France and Germany and England. So what's that all about? The top figure in your blood pressure is systole, systolic blood pressure. It's when the heart is pumping blood out. So that's usually 100, you know, when you see the figure 120 over 80 or 110 over 70. My blood pressure is 110 over 70, usually. Now, when you lower that top figure, well, that's good. Because the blood is not rushing around, slamming into blood vessel walls, causing damage that leads to plaque formation. But the bottom figure is even more essential. That's in between beats when the heart's refilling with blood. It's getting a tiny rest. If the bottom figure in your blood pressure, that 120 over 80, if that's elevated, like 120 over 85, that's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. because the heart's not getting a rest. It's under a great deal of stress. Don't forget, your heart beats over 100,000 times every day. Over 100,000 times every day. So lowering that bottom figure, 7 points in one study, 8 points in the other, is a huge way of preventing a stroke or a heart attack and preserving heart health. Now, there's also several studies showing that resveratrol, that grapeseed cleans the plaque out of your arteries. This is the Journal of Geriatric Cardiology, heart disease in elderly people. It's 300 people with plaque in their arteries. When they gave them 200 milligrams of grapeseed over a two-year period, it strongly reversed the amount of plaque in their arteries. It reversed the amount of it did a natural bypass. It reduced the amount of plaque in their arteries, like the arteries in their neck that feed the brain blood to help lower your risk of stroke and Alzheimer's disease. It lowered the amount of plaque in the arteries in their neck by 33%. Did this have an impact? Yeah. It lowered the number of people that were hospitalized, that needed bypass surgery, that needed open heart surgery. It lowered the number of people who had many strokes and strokes. It really meant something. I'll tell you something else. Grapeseed is probably the strongest thing other than L-carnosine for shielding your kidneys if you're diabetic. There's a number of studies showing that in people with reduced kidney function and even chronic kidney disease close to kidney failure, giving grapeseed over the course of a year was helping restore kidney function. It was lowering inflammation in their blood. It was preventing anemia. It was preventing a drop in platelets, what we call thrombocytopenia. Reducing inflammation in their heart. It was improving their glomerular filtration rate. It was reducing the amount of protein in their urine. It really meant something. So in diabetics, grapeseed is like one of the best supplements you can ever take. Because if you take the grapeseed before a meal, you absorb less sugar from the meal. That's been proven in great studies. The grapeseed helps clean out the plaque out of the arteries and reduces inflammation in the arteries, because diabetics are prone to plaque in the arteries and inflammation in the arteries. That's why they have strokes and heart attacks and Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia and Lewy body dementia and all these damage to their kidneys, etc. So it lowers their sugar level by taking it before meals. It helps clean out their arteries and it helps lower their blood pressure back towards normal. Not only that, but it shields their kidneys. The number one cause of kidney failure and kidney damage is diabetes. So grapeseed is like the perfect supplement for diabetics. It really is. That and ubiquinol and the mineral magnesium are terrific for diabetics. They do so much better. Grapeseed is also good for, chronic venous insufficiency. That's poor circulation, like to the legs swell. And when people have chronic venous insufficiency, the doctor frequently gives them a diuretic. I mean, that's not a cure. In fact, it makes you dehydrated and it can lead to high uric acid. The grapeseed absolutely helps. It reduces the leg swelling. In women who've had breast cancer treatment, it reduces the swelling by their breasts and under their arms safely. I mean, it really has an impact. It really has an impact. I'll tell you one last thing about grapeseed. I don't normally talk. Well, I'll tell you two last things. Grapeseed kills a lot of viruses, and grapeseed kills yeast. When somebody comes in with yeast under their toenail, I give them grapeseed 3 times a day, one of the ways to help get rid of the toenail fungus. But grapeseed also, there's a lot of research on grapeseed with cancers. There's an awful lot of research. Here's the VITAL study. The VITAL study took place near Seattle, Washington. It was run by the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. I mean, there was a lot of academic research centers involved, like the University of Oregon, because there's over 35,000 men in the study between the age of 50 to 76. They found out if the men used grapeseed supplements, it reduced the risk of any kind of prostate cancer. Watch and wait prostate cancer, advanced prostate cancer, untreatable prostate cancer, by 41%. So when I get my grapeseed every night with my dinner, That's when I take my resveratrol, I take my grapeseed, I take my tocotrienols together for a bundle of reasons, because they're all good for the brain. I know that it's protecting my prostate because there's vicious advanced prostate cancer in my family. So I take steps to prevent vicious advanced prostate cancer. But grapeseed also helps prevent hematological malignancies. Now, what would that be? Well, bone cancers like multiple myeloma, lymphomas, there's a whole bunch of them, like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and leukemias, there's a whole bunch of them too. When they looked at data on 66,227 men and women between the age of 50 to 76, using grapeseed reduced the risk of these cancers by 43%. By the way, simply using a multivitamin reduced the risk of these cancers by 20%. It's in the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. I look at that. Every time that journal comes out, I look at it. There's great studies in there. It's a scary journal to read. It's a scary journal. Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. It gives you nightmares. But using grapeseed reduces the risk of prostate cancer by 43%. And simply using a high-quality multivitamin cuts the risk by 20%. That's good news for a multivitamin. What about ovarian cancer? That's a vicious, vicious cancer. This is the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It's a 40-year-long study of 180,000 women. If you take grapeseed extract, you reduce the risk of ovarian cancer by 21%. That's worth the price of entry, because grapeseed's doing all these other wonderful things too. Just a tip. If there's a norovirus going around your child's college dormitory, give them grapeseed. Norovirus is the winter vomit bug. That's the romantic name they give it in London. But it's in America now. It's on cruise ships. It's in college dormitories. Any place where people are packed together. Once one person gets in the college dormitory, it's all over the place. It's all over the place. Like a meme on the internet. It's all over the place. So if you give them grapeseed, it kills that virus. It kills a lot of intestinal viruses. If there's intestinal viruses going around your kid's school dormitory, have them keep grapeseed in their kitchen or whatever they have, their pantry. And if there's a virus going around, start taking it twice a day. It'll protect them from the virus. Because the last thing you need for your kid in school, they're up there. You're living in Long Island, and they're over in University of Pittsburgh, 10, 12 hours away. The last thing you want to find out is they have severe diarrhea and they've been sick for 2 days. Grapeseed extract's excellent. Excellent. So are you – oh, guess what? We have some job openings. I mean, on Sundays – in our Palisade Center Mall store. The Palisade Center Mall is up in West Nyack. We have a nutritionist there. You should take advantage. Gabe Gonzalez, very charming, very knowledgeable, very kind man, very knowledgeable in nutrition. So if you go to our Palisade Center Mall in West Nyack, you can meet Gabe Gonzalez even on Sunday. But they need additional nutritionists because they're open many, many hours, and Gabe needs to have a life also and go home and sleep once in a while. So they're open 7 days a week. They need more nutritionists. So let me give you the phone number, 800-643-7810. That's in the West Nyack, the Palisade Center Mall in West Nyack. 800-643-7810. It's on the second level across from Macy's. Now, also, they're going to have Dr. Basista go there Sunday, November 4th. You want to go there? You want to meet a brilliant medical doctor? He's done research on heart health, on lung health, on kidney health. He's one of the founders of clinics in Clifton, New Jersey, Bloomfield, New Jersey, and Totowa, New Jersey. I mean, this guy really knows his stuff. So Dr. Basista will be in our West Nyack store in the Palisade Center Mall Sunday, November 4th. I'll get you the hours. I'll let you know the hours as we get closer. We'll be right back, Jerry Hickey and Fight Home. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Once again, let me give you the phone number for our newest store up in West Nyack, New York, in the Palisade Center Mall. So it's right near the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Let me give you the phone number there. 800-643-7810. 800-643-7810. Their internet website is invitehealth.com/Palisades. invitehealth.com/Palisades. So on Sundays, Gabe Gonzalez is there. Great nutritionist. He's there many days, but he can't be there all the time. They need another nutritionist or two. So if you know nutrition and you like supplements, give them a call. I'll give you the phone number. And don't forget, Sundays, Gabe Gonzalez Day, you go see him. 800-643-7810. 800-643-7810. And Dr. Basista, medical doctor extraordinaire, will be there November 4th, Sunday, November 4th. You could go ask him really tough questions. Now, are you Ubiquinol oils on special? It's the only CoQ10 made in America. It's the only natural CoQ10. It's the only active version of CoQ10. It keeps your heart younger. It gives your body energy. I mean, that keeps you alive. It's also good for the brain. Makes the brain younger, too. I read you all those studies at the start of the program. And our and we have two strengths. Our grapeseed extract's on special. That's something that cleans out your arteries, according to several studies, and also helps lower your blood pressure according to many, many, many human clinical trials. In fact, our grapeseed extract has been used in some of these human clinical trials. We like to use products that are used in human clinical trials because that demonstrates we know they're safe, we know they work in people, and we actually know the dosage to give. That's why we can recommend dosages. We also have a supplement that's been used in many human clinical trials. The study started in the 1950s. It lowers cholesterol. It absolutely works. The evidence is so powerful that the FDA allows us to make a claim that it'll lower your risk of heart disease. Yeah, of course, exercise, eat a good diet. But using this stuff helps protect you from heart disease. What's the number one killer on planet Earth? Heart disease. So half of all heart attacks are due to high cholesterol. And a lot of people use statins. Not everybody wants to. Not everybody can. Some people, the effects of statins are so powerful on them because of their unique biochemistry that they get fatigued, they get muscle cramps, they get forgetful. So they opt out of using statins. Now, let me say this. You can safely add sterols to statins. That's a no-brainer. It absolutely works because they work differently. Statins work in the liver. They prevent the liver from making cholesterol. About 60% of your cholesterol comes from your liver. Sterols work with your food. The other 40% of your cholesterol comes from food. So obviously food is an issue. They've proven that when you take sterols before a meal, you absorb less cholesterol from food. So let me read you some fast facts. Cardiovascular disease remains the number one cause of death for both men and women in the United States, and elevated levels of bad cholesterol is absolutely known to be a major risk factor for heart disease. Just like cholesterol is present in animals, plant sterols are found in all plants. Now, they look like cholesterol, but they're not cholesterol. There's no cholesterol in broccoli or spinach or any vegetable or fruit. There's no cholesterol. There's only cholesterol in meat like duck and lamb and pork and steak. So here's the Mayo Clinic. Sterols are substances found in plants that help block the absorption of cholesterol from your food. Plant sterols can help reduce your LDL cholesterol by more than 10%. They don't put a figure, but they say by more than 10%. So that's the Mayo Clinic. A lot of people respect the Mayo Clinic, which they should. And the Mayo Clinic does not like supplements. So for them to come out and say that, that's a huge thing. They don't like supplements because they're very orthodox, not because they learned about supplements and they decided they don't like them. They never learned about them, but they came out with sterols. Now, here's the American Heart Association. The plant kingdom contains a number of sterols that differ from cholesterol. Mixtures of sterols were studied extensively as cholesterol-lowering agents between 1950 and 1960. They lowered cholesterol by more than 10%. So once again, by more than 10%. That's the American Heart Association. Here's the Cleveland Clinic. Boost your cholesterol-lowering potential with plant sterols. Okay, the Cleveland Clinic. Because sterols are structurally similar to the body's cholesterol, when they are consumed, they compete with cholesterol for absorption in the digestive system. As a result, cholesterol absorption is blocked and blood cholesterol levels are reduced. I mean, that's the Cleveland Clinic. As a part of a healthy eating plan, consuming sterols in recommended quantities has been shown to lower total cholesterol by 10% and LDL bad cholesterol up to 14%. The effectiveness of sterols is so strong that the National Cholesterol Education Program recommends people with high cholesterol use 2 grams of sterols every day. The Food and Drug Administration has even approved a health claim on sterols to reduce heart disease. So that's the Cleveland Clinic. Now, here's what they say. Are plant cholesterol safe to use on a regular basis? No known negative health effects have been shown in research. The body's tissues do not retain sterols, and they do not affect the absorption of healthy soluble fats like vitamin D and vitamin E and ubiquinol. So they're safe. Okay? That's the Cleveland Clinic. Here's Harvard. Scientists have known since the early 1950s that sterols can lower cholesterol levels. Researchers discovered in 1989 that you can even add them to food, and they help lower cholesterol. In the New England Journal of Medicine, they described the results of a trial. Overall, the results from several trials. Now, this is Harvard Medical School. That plant sterols lower bad cholesterol between 9% to 20%. This can make a big difference in your risk of developing heart disease. That's Harvard Medical School, okay? So, the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, the American Heart Association. Here's Sloan Kettering, Cancer Treatment Center. Oh, man. I left it out. Oh, here it is. Sterols are a plant-based compound that can compete with dietary cholesterol, resulting in lower blood cholesterol levels. Okay, that's Sloan Kettering in Manhattan, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Treatment Center. I mean, come on. How orthodox can you get? You take the sterol with a glass of water before the meal, and you absorb less cholesterol from the meal. And within the first week or two, your cholesterol levels are already dropping. And it's absolutely bulletproof. It absolutely works 100%. I've never had a failure. And it doesn't block the absorption of good things. It doesn't block the absorption of good fats like vitamin D what's another good one? Fish oils. It doesn't block those. It blocks the absorption of cholesterol. So here's Joe in Long Beach. Before I started using Jerry's sterols, that's me, I'm Jerry, my total cholesterol was about 270. My recent lab results showed my total cholesterol is now down to 168. Here's Asuman. He's in Uniondale, New York. My total cholesterol dropped 60 points, but my good cholesterol actually went up. Now, this guy lives in Europe, so when he comes in, he stocks up. He buys a whole case of the sterols. Here's Eric out in Merrick, Long Island. My LDL cholesterol was 111. My doctor wanted it to go down. After using your sterols, I take one capsule twice a day before meals. My bad cholesterol is now down to 74, and my total cholesterol is now down to 140. My doctor is very happy. Here's Fabian and Roosevelt. After using your sterols for just 30 days, my cholesterol already dropped 30 points. But this stuff is real, and it's really safe. And we have non-GMO sterols. We have non-GMO sterols, and they're not made from soy. They're non-GMO, and sterols usually come from soybeans, and some people don't want soy. So there's no soy in our sterols. They're absolutely bulletproof with lowering cholesterol. And you could safely add them to your statins to lower your cholesterol even more, you know? I mean, if you're on atorvastatin or simvastatin, you don't want to make the dosage too high because then you're going to get fatigued and muscle pain. So adding the sterols really helps lower the cholesterol. So our sterols are on special, our grapeseed extract, and our ubiquinol. God bless. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.